Morning, everybody. On a couple of occasions, my family and I have enjoyed the show Mythbusters on TV. You ever seen it? Well, it's an interesting, intelligent show with some humor scattered throughout. Plus, we get a kick. We get a kick out of that guy with the mustache. But it's no myth that today is Visitor's Day. We welcome all our guests, and we hope you have a great weekend with us on campus. From your hometown, wherever that may be, maybe you've heard some things about ILC that have gained mythical status. Today, I intend to dispel some of these myths. I can't really see my computer, so I'm going to do a little switch change over here. All right, myth number one. Ingram Hall is haunted by the ghost of Mrs. Ingram. This is not true. She does not exist. We thought we saw her one day in a window, right about there. And we got up close, and we weren't sure if that was her there or not, and then all of a sudden she was gone, so I guess she doesn't exist. Myth number two is about Professor John Ryan. The myth is that he's actually getting younger. And it would certainly appear this is true. But alas, he's aging just like the rest of us, albeit at a far slower rate. Myth number three, living in the dorm is easy. This is not necessarily true. Yes, there are students that thrive and feel right at home and never have a single problem in our dorms. But many of them experience challenges of one sort or another. Some get homesick. Some miss their privacy. Some miss mom. Some just need a hug. But overall, through the years, our dorms and dorm supervisors have been wonderful blessings to our school. Now, there may be all sorts of other things you've heard that may or may not be true about ILC. I guess the only way you'll know for sure is by becoming a student here. Now, on the topic of what is myth and what is truth, it seems that in our country today, so many of the traditional beliefs that we have taken for granted over the years are being systematically attacked. Some of the things from the Bible that we grew up believing have gained a mythical status in the world today. For instance, God teaches creation, and man counters with evolution. God teaches the resurrection, and man introduces reincarnation. And these are teachings of old, and they've been attacked for several decades. But today, we see relatively new challenges to the traditional role of marriage between a man and a woman, or the question of when life really begins in the womb. Now, if you enroll here as a student, one of the things you might find is that we at ILC are in the myth-busting business. One of the objectives of Christian education anywhere, whether it's a grade school or a secondary school, is to teach young people the truths of Holy Scripture. In our high school student handbook, it states, "We want you to graduate as young adults who have learned to know the Lord Jesus as your Redeemer, and who, in the course of your high school training, have grown to assume your Christian role in a secular society. To do what? That you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." You see, it's critical to pass knowledge to succeeding generations so they can continue to combat error in society. And it seems as time goes on, that becomes more and more of an urgent challenge. And one pitfall of doing this is how the world sees us. The public may see us as a finger-pointing people, constantly finding fault in others. When pointing out the errors of others, we may give the impression that we think we're better than everybody else. We're called radical right-wing extremists. But all the name-calling in the world should not change our resolve to let our light shine, to proclaim the truth of God's Word, and to share the precious message with others. And part and parcel with sharing the message is combating error when we see it. And several examples coming up. For instance, Holy Scripture says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. But you know, according to reports, there are many ministers, even Lutheran ministers, not in our fellowship, but a lot of Lutheran ministers in our country that have begun to cave in from the pressures of society. Many ministers actually claim that the Bible contains many errors. Another example. Holy Scripture says, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. These same ministers don't believe in the biblical account of creation. They say that the first three chapters of Genesis are a myth. And when it comes to our own salvation, the Bible can't be more clear, talking about Jesus. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. But some church bodies tolerate teachings that suggest you can be saved apart from faith in Jesus Christ. According to them, we don't really need Jesus. Recently, in the Miss America pageant, I didn't see it, but I heard about it later because Miss California made the news. She was confronted with the question about same-sex marriage, and she supported marriage between a man and a woman. And she really got grilled and ridiculed by the press. The media called her a half-brain. And really, throughout the whole thing, she was the one who had it right. Now, I don't want you to get the idea that refuting error is all that we're about here at ILC. I mean, there's plenty more that's going on. But when faced with errors, we shouldn't back down just to save face. It is our sacred duty to defend the truth. And not only that, it's a privilege to be entrusted with God's truth. And while duty and privilege are both very fine motivations, the greatest motivation of all to defend Christ is the gospel. What a gift we've been given in the gospel. Instead of allowing us sheep to be destroyed, be devoured by wolves, our good shepherd has again and again extended the hand of love to us. He has patiently guided us through life, corrected us when we go astray, put up with our complaining, loved us unconditionally. And in the ultimate example of love, He laid down His life for us and was crucified on the cross. Not only that, but He had the power to rise from the dead, and He will come again and raise us from the dead and take us to be with Him to live in His heavenly kingdom. He gives us so much. So, when He gets ridiculed out there in the world, when His teachings are called fairy tales, and when His truth gets twisted into myth, we stand up for Jesus. We defend Him, and we boldly stick up for what we know is right. To you seniors who are about to graduate and move on to new horizons, let your light shine as myth busters out there in the world. You're going to get plenty of opportunity. And to you young visitors out there, whether you become a student here or not, in the years to come, desire the pure milk of the Word so that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. How about we all stand up and sing the stanzas on the screen.